Well, you see, the title of that that particular episode of Longstreet is called The Way of the Intercepting Fist. Now, I think the successful ingredient in it was because I was being Bruce Lee.
Yourself.
Myself, right. And did that part, just express myself, like I say, honestly express myself at that time. And I, because of that, I brought, you know, favorable mentioning in, like, New York Times, which says, like, the Chinaman, who incidentally came off quite convincingly enough to earn himself a television series and so on and so on and so forth. And
can you remember the lines by Sterling Siliphant, the key lines?
He's one of my students, you know that?
Was he too?
Yes.
Too bad. Everybody is your student. But you read, there were some lines that expressed your philosophy. I don't know if you remember them or not.
Oh,
you...
I remember that. I
That's
said,
here.
This is what it is, okay?
You're talking to Longstreet, played by James Francisco.
I said, empty your mind. Be formless. Shapeless. Like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. Like that, you see?
No, I see. I get the idea.
Uh-huh.
I get the power behind it. So, now, two things have happened. First, there's a pretty good chance that you'll get a TV series in the States called The Warriors, in which you use, what, the martial arts in a Western setting?
That was the original idea. Now,
yeah.
Paramount, you know, I did Longstreet for Paramount, and Paramount wants me to be in a television series. On the other hand, Warner Brothers wants me to be in another one, but both of them, I think, they want me to be in a modernized type of a thing. And they think that Western idea is out.
You want to do the Western idea.
I want, because you see, I mean, how else can you justify all these punching and kicking and violence except in that period of the West? I mean, nowadays, I mean, you don't go around on the street kicking people or punching people. Because if you do, that's it. I don't care how good you are, you know.
But this is true also of the Chinese dramas, which are mainly costume dramas. They're all full of blood and gore over here.
You mean here?
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, you see, I hope that the picture I am in would either explain why the violence was done, whether right or wrong or whatnot. But unfortunately, pictures, most of them here, are done mainly just for the sake of violence. You know what I mean? Like, you know, fighting for 30 minutes, get stabbed 50 times.
Well, I'm fascinated. Let me give you your microphone back. I'm fascinated that you came back.
I am a martial artist.
You came back to Hong Kong on the verge of success in Hollywood and full of it. And suddenly, on the strength of one picture, you become a superstar. Everybody knows you. You have to you have to change your phone number. You get mobbed in the streets. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to be able to live in both worlds? Are you going to be a superstar here, or one in the States, or both?
Well, let me say this. First of all, the word superstar really turned me off, and I'll tell you why. Because the word star, man, is an illusion. It's something what the public calls you. You should look upon oneself as an actor, man. I mean, you would be very pleased if somebody say, hey, man, you are a super actor. It is much better than, you know, superstar.
Yeah, therefore, to admit that you are a superstar. You're not going to, if you're going to give me the truth.
I am. Now, I'm honestly saying this, okay? Yes, I have been very successful.
Yeah.
Okay? But I think the word star is, I mean, I do not look upon myself as a star. I really don't. I mean, believe me, man, when I say it. I mean, I'm not saying it because I'll...
What are you going to do? Let's get back to the question.
Okay.
Are you going to stay in Hong Kong and be famous? Or are you going to go to the United States and be famous? Or are you going to try and eat your cake and have it too?
I am going to do both because, you see, I have already made up my mind that in the United States, I think something about the Oriental, the true Oriental should be shown.
Hollywood sure as heck hasn't.
You better believe it, man. I mean, it's always that pigtail and bouncing around, chop-chop, you know, with the eyes slant and all that. And I think that's very, very out of
Is it true that you were the first job you had was being cast as Charlie Chan's number one?
Yeah, boy? Number one son. Yeah.
they never made a movie.
No. They were gonna make it into like a new Chinese James Bond type of a thing. Now that you know the old man Chan is dead, Charlie is dead, and his son is carrying on.
But they didn't do that.
No. Batman came along, you see, because then everything was started to be going into that, you know, that kind of
which you were in. But
By the way, I did a really terrible job in that, I have to say.
Really? You didn't like yourself? Oh, I didn't see it.